Thank you for calling Acme Sign Company. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. If you are a new customer, please press 1. If you are an existing customer, press 2. For accounting, press 3. For a directory of personnel, press 4. For our fax number and mailing address information, press 5. Or you may press 0 for operator assistance. Thank you.
Good afternoon, this is Jane.
Hi, Jane, is Lynn in?
Just one moment, I'm not sure if she is or not.
Okay, thanks.
May I tell her who's calling? She is back here.
Yeah, it's Scott from Bank of Cardiff.
Just one second.
Thanks. Hey, man, that's my favorite.
Hello, this is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, how's my favorite procrastinator doing?
Procrastinator.
Yeah, man, this year's flying by. It feels like I just talked to you the other day, but it's been a month already. Yeah.
Yeah, it has. It really has.
How have you been?
Just plugging along.
Yeah.
Trying to stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's your how's the truck holding up?
The one that I got back is fine. I don't need the driver. I mean, I'm really, I have one driving installer, so I only have one truck in the field if you only have one driver.
Okay.
You know anybody looking for a job?
Not anybody out in the Texas area right now. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people looking for jobs, but I don't personally know anyone out there.
I forget, where are you located?
I'm in San Diego, but I've lived around the country a bit. Closest I lived to you there was I did live in Lafayette, Louisiana for a little while.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm really not looking to do anything. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Of course. I don't know. I don't see any reason to do anything right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you? Has the business slowed up? Did you? Or did the driver just leave? Or what happened there?
This is kind of been a long story.
Yeah.
One of them. Yeah, he just went off his meds.
Ooh.
Quit. Yeah, you know, he's a serious problem. Plus, we weren't really using him very much. He could drive, but he had a bad back, so we couldn't use him in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Journeyman sign electrician is what I'm talking about, so they have to be licensed. And let's see, one guy, he supposedly hurt his back. And he ended up not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, we had one that he just couldn't seem to leave the mess alone.
Yeah.
And so he's been gone. He actually asked for his job back, and I said, "Did you get your health situation straightened out?" And then my other one, the one I'm having right now, he just, I was trying to help him get his license back, but he's just got himself in some deep doo-doo over the years in another state, and it's going to be a while before he gets his license back. And he's such a good guy. Such potential. But you mess yourself up with your license, and they don't make it easy to get your license back.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually just chatting with the apartment next to us. The guy had been living there for like 20 years, just moved out. So it's, you know, a little neglected and beat up. So they've been doing a lot of renovations there. And I was chatting with the guy yesterday who was doing the renovations. And he used to be a truck driver. He was just telling me that finally he was working based out in California, but he'd gotten like a couple tickets, like somewhere on the East Coast. I don't remember where he said, but you know, it kind of ballooned, and he just got himself in this mess with some problems out of state, and he ended up losing his CDL, and That's funny you mentioned that, because I was just talking to somebody yesterday about problems catching up with them from out of state.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what do you want me to do about the band? I can come down and take it up. What time? Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. So what were you saying? He lost his CDL?
Yeah, he lost his CDL. It ended up being such a mess for him to deal with getting everything fixed for that. He just went back to fixing up apartments.
Oh, where is he located?
He's here in California.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he just...
It's a real problem, you know. I mean, my graphics artist has just messed herself up bad. And, you know, you got to pay. You get a ticket, you damn well better pay it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that stuff will, you might think out of sight, out of mind, or out of state, but that stuff will catch up to you.
It definitely does. Mm-hmm. And you get them, and like around here, you know, you're not just in Dallas. You're in Dallas, city of Dallas. You're in Fort Worth. You're in Flower Mound. You're in Coppell. You're in Richardson, Addison, you know, Rockwall. I mean, there's just, you know, slew after slew of cities that make up this metro area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get in trouble in one, like she did, and you know, it doesn't matter whether you pay the one, they're still going to come get you and take you back to the other place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you what, she's got herself in a mess, and I've helped her as much as I can, but I just can't help her anymore than I already have. And I mean, I don't know what to do with people. I just really, you know, don't know what to do. You can't make people take care of their obligations if they're not going to.
Yeah, you can only help someone so much, but until they're willing to step up and help themselves, you know, it's just going to be a kind of recurring thing.
But, you know, if you like your job and your boss is trying to help you, you better do your part.
Yeah.
That's the case. But as far as this truck and everything, no, I've just decided I'm just not going to do anything about it right now until I can get my employee situation.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do me any good.
Yeah.
That one truck that I had a problem with, we, you know, a bunch of money got fixed. And we're not really using it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not looking to do anything right now.
All right, right on. Well, you know, keep checking in here and there, see how things are going, and
okay, well,
so we can stay in touch when it does happen.
Under the P's, not
yeah.
Parkinson, but procrastinator.
Yeah. You know, I was actually, every now and then I go through phases where I try to keep myself off the procrastination and try to, like, make lists and stuff. And when I sit there and I make my list, I'll always, just to make myself feel better psychologically, I'll always put a couple things on the list that I already did for the day just so I can cross them off.
Hey, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's cheating or not, but it makes me feel better.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's a good little trick. It makes you feel like you got a lot more done on your list.
So start your list after you've had about an hour in your day and you've already done a couple of things. And then
yeah.
I probably have done that a time or two, come to think about it.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I've actually put make list on my list before and then crossed it off when I finished the list.
Well, you made me laugh. I hope you have a good day, and thanks for checking on me.
All right, you
too.
Okay, cool. Take care, Lynn. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.